We have Darren Robinson with us, resident engineer. His whole life been revolving around what we call Aetna North, the five-lane project that goes Aetna to Alpine, and he's been living it. And just bring us up to date, if you could, please. Darren, where are we now about this final week of July with the Aetna North project?
We're still continuing on through the project with the widening and pipe crossings. I would say we're probably at about 50% complete right now.
Okay. We see a lot of work going on, still going on along the sides of the road. You're leaving the pavement in place so traffic can continue, but still making that, you're preparing the area for the widening all the way into Alpine. We see changes at the Elk Refuge. Just, again, bring us up to date on that situation. Elk Refuge looks a little different.
Yeah, so at the Elk Refuge, we're continuing with the dirt work there, but you can kind of see where the new parking area is going to be. Just pretty much still prepping to bring it up to where we can put the crush base down, and hopefully towards the end of August we'll start the FDR.
And remind folks what that is.
So that's a full depth reclamation. So we'll go through and pulverize the top 8 inches of the asphalt and base, and we'll use that to spread across the widened area. And we'll come back at that point once we get grade set. We'll remill that and blend it in with emulsified asphalt and cement and lay that back out at grade. At that point, then we'll be ready to start putting on the paving lift.
Now, the way we see it, it looks like it'll all come together before snowfall. How's that coming? It's a lot of work out there still.
So right now, we're as each week goes by, we're having to assess just how much we can do. We're looking if, you know, whether we can do half the project or if we can do the full length. It all depends on temperature and weather and where we're at mid-August. So we may only be able to do half the roadway. Right now we're looking at starting at Aetna and going up to Stewart Creek at least this year. Okay. But it's all dependent on weather, and we've got utilities that still need to be moved. And so we're kind of working around all that stuff.
Right. Mother Nature doesn't give us a lot of space to work in the summer here in Star Valley, does she?
That's correct. And then we had that massive downfall of rain the other day,
yeah,
which has kind of saturated the project. So that'll cause a few days delay.
Okay. Before we close down here, let's back up to the Elk Refuge. We're going to have new parking. There'll still be an opportunity to pull over and look at the elk in the winter.
Yeah, we're building a new parking facility there that'll be separate from the highway, and you'll be able to park off there. Right now it's up in the air whether there'll be another wildlife kiosk put there or not. It's kind of in discussion with the Game and Fish right now, but yes, there'll be a parking area there to pull off and look at the elk.
Okay, very good. Anything we haven't gone over on this final week of July as we talk about Aetna North?
That pretty much covers it. Like I say, pretty much for the last couple of months, we're pretty much doing the same thing, just slowly moving down the road, building up the fills for the widening, and hopefully by mid-August or towards the end of August, we'll be to the point where we're starting the FDR.
Okay. It's Darren Robinson, resident engineer, speaking about Aetna North on SVI.